This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A big showdown in the U.S. city of Detroit as the United Auto Workers and the big three automakers face off in a game of chicken.
We have been on the shop floor, all of us, on a daily basis, getting the people ready, but they are already inspired. They are already prepared to go on strike.
Union member Nick Catalis being interviewed by WXYZ Television in Detroit as the midnight U.S. Eastern Time deadline approaches. Automakers and union negotiators offered little hope a deal would be reached on Thursday to avoid a midnight walk-off. That would be the United Auto Workers' first ever simultaneous strike against the Detroit Three. Russia is expelling two diplomats. AP correspondent Rita Foley says they've been given 7 days to get out of the country.
Accusing them of keeping in touch with a man in Russia who worked at the U.S. consulate in Vladivostok, but was arrested earlier this year. The ex-employee was accused of collecting information for U.S. diplomats about Russia's military action in Ukraine and related issues. The two U.S. diplomats ordered to leave are the first secretary at the U.S. embassy in Russia, Jeffrey Sillin, and the second secretary, David Bernstein. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement that what it called the illegal activities of the U.S. diplomatic mission are unacceptable. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday tapped Penny Pritzker, a billionaire businesswoman who served as Commerce Secretary, to encourage investment in Ukraine, which is expected to need hundreds of billions of dollars to recover from the Russian invasion. Pritzker, who will take on a new role as U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's economic recovery, will work with bringing both public and private investment to the country. This is VOA News. The European Union has ambitious plans to become more self-sufficient when it comes to mining the raw materials it needs for green technology. But in northern Portugal, as elsewhere, that ambition is facing some stiff opposition. Here now is Eliane Rubens from Reuters.
In Portugal's northern Barroso region, the European Union's drive for clean energy is coming up against local opposition. These activists protesting plans to mine lithium, essential for electric vehicle batteries, are not alone across the bloc. Land owned by Maria Larreira could become one of Europe's biggest producers of the resource, as the EU attempts to reduce its dependence on places like China by producing more of the raw materials needed for green technology at home.
I'm against the mine. I don't want any of it. I will not sell anything unless I have to.
Portugal is already Europe's biggest producer of lithium, with over 66,000 tons of known reserves.
Reuters' Ilan Rubens, who says London-based Savannah Resources wants to build 4 open-pit mines there, eventually producing enough lithium each year for around 500,000 EV batteries. Republican U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy warned members of his caucus on Thursday they would suffer a political toll if they allow the government to shut down early next month over a fight on spending. The federal government will shut down on October 1st unless the Republican-controlled House and Senate can pass a long or short-term funding bill and Democrat President Joe Biden signs it into law. McCarthy says they're out on Friday for the Jewish holiday.
But when we come back, we're not going to leave. We're going to get this done. Nobody wins in a government shutdown.
Members of the hardline Republican House Freedom Caucus and other conservatives have vowed not to support spending measures until McCarthy agrees to limit fiscal 2024 spending. Gannett, the United States' largest newspaper chain, has posted 2 unusual job listings on Tuesday. They revealed they're hiring a reporter focused on Taylor Swift. On Wednesday, they posted a job dedicated to Beyonce. Online criticism of the new roles come in part because of major layoffs at Gannett. The union, the News Guild, says that Gannett's workforce has shrunk 47% in the last 3 years due to layoffs and attrition, although one journalist said they understand the appeal of writing stories about the two. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.